Tonight I'm going to look at John chapter 10. John chapter 10, so if you have your Bibles, turn there. Each and every one of us wants some kind of immunity right now from everything that's going on. Whether it's a virus, whether it's social unrest, whether it's just life in general, right? We want some kind of immunity from everything. I'd like to have immunity. Just don't have to worry about anything, right? Well, the great thing about it is Jesus gives us that immunity. His shed blood gives us immunity from having to spend eternity in hell. And so tonight we're going to look at that. We're going to look at being part of His sheep. You know, there's a tweet that came out a couple of weeks ago that said, sheep is really a weird insult for Christians. And it says, insults are really weird for Christians too. How many of you have called somebody or thought somebody weird and said, oh, they're just sheep. They're just following whatever comes along? You know, probably a lot of you have done that. But that's kind of a tough spot to be in, to call somebody a sheep in a derogatory manner. Because that's what Jesus called His followers. We're sheep. My sheep hear My voice, and I know them. Sheep is a term used by Jesus. Not a derogatory term that we should use towards anything else. And so tonight, if you'll stand, we'll read from John chapter 10. And let's give you a little bit of background here. It comes from 22 and verse 22. It's during the Feast of the Dedication in Jerusalem. And Jesus was surrounded and He was asked, how long do you keep us in doubt? If You are the Christ, tell us plainly. And this is His reply. From John chapter 10. Now go ahead, Tracy. Help me out, please. John chapter 10, verse 25. It says, Jesus answered them, I told you, and you do not believe. The works that I do in My Father's name, they bear witness of Me. But you do not believe because you are not of My sheep, as I said to you. My sheep hear My voice, and I know them, and they follow Me. And I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall anyone snatch them out of My hand. Praise God. My Father, who has given them to Me, is greater than all. And no one is able to snatch them out of My Father's hand. And I and My Father are one. Brother Anthony Harden, would you lead us in a word of prayer, please? Amen. There are four things here that I want us to look at tonight. Four things that Jesus said in these scriptures. Number one, My sheep, they hear Me. Number two, My sheep, they know Me and I know them. Number three, My sheep, they follow Me. And the last one is, My sheep, they have Me. Those are the four things that I want us to look at tonight. And why those things are important for us to have as Christians. So the first question is, why is it important to hear? Why is it important to hear? You know, hearing is a learning tool, and it's a good thing to warn us of potential danger, allowing us to pick up social cues. How many of y'all have stepped out in the road and somebody honked their horn? Yeah. Thank goodness for somebody honking their horn, right? But a lot of us, it's easy for us to take our hearing for granted. You know, when my father later on in his life, he had to have hearing aids. Did they help out a whole lot? I'm not quite sure. But a lot of us have to have hearing aids. One of these days, probably, I will need hearing aids. If you ask Sonia right now, she'll probably tell you I need them now. So, but our hearing is something that we take for granted a lot. Helen Keller said this, blindness cuts us off from things, but deafness cuts us off from people. And that is a very true statement. That deafness cuts us off from people. And guess what? Deafness cuts us off from God too. When we don't hear Him, man, it's kind of like He's not existent. Because we don't know what He's saying because we're not listening. And so hearing is very important. Misunderstanding what's being said can be very frustrating for the person speaking and the person listening. Can you imagine yourself being God and talking to Kelly Roach? Man, how frustrated he must be at the things that I hear and the things that I don't hear. Same way with you, right? We have trouble hearing. There is a great link between hearing and happiness. How many of y'all are really happy when you can hear things and really happy when you don't have to listen to some things, right? So hearing, there is a great link to that. Misunderstanding, man, that's tough. And so I'm happy when I can hear things. There's a great fact here in that link between your emotional state and your ability to hear. And between your spiritual state and your ability to hear. That link needs to be connected. Whether it's person to person or whether it's with God. That's why it's important to hear. That's why it's important to have the ability to have clear communication. And I want to hear sounds around me. I want to hear all the sounds around me. Well, partly I want to hear all the sounds around me because that way I can tune out what I don't want to hear, right? If you live in my house with four boys, there are a whole lot of sounds that we tune out in the house on a daily basis, minute by minute, from the time we get up until the time we go to bed. And the same thing in the world. I tune out so many things in this world that I do not want to hear. And sometimes when I start tuning things out, I tune out important things. And those important things are what God says. And I start shutting everything out. And if we're honest, we all do that. We shut out the bad things. We shut out the important things. Because only things that we want to hear are what's important to us. And so hearing is very important. Sounds are all around us. We may hear them, but do we listen to them? Some of us do and some of us don't. And many Christians suffer from hearing loss. And there's four different types of hearing loss that are described in through medical field. I did some research and hopefully this research is what it means. I think it is. Mild hearing loss means that a person has difficulty keeping up with conversations, especially in noisy surroundings. I have mild hearing loss. I just have difficulty keeping focus sometimes in a conversation. But here's the same thing. And when I say that, mild hearing loss, as a Christian, your prayer life suffers. Because if you're not listening to the answers that God gives you in your prayer, because prayer is a conversation with God, right? Prayer is a conversation that you have with God. And mild hearing loss will keep us from hearing His side of that conversation. There is another kind of hearing loss, and it's moderate hearing loss. And that's trouble keeping up without the use of an aid. To be able to have a little bit of noise generated to put in your ear. And guess what happens with Christians? Our aid is this. When our personal Bible study suffers, we have some hearing loss from what God has to say to us. Severe hearing loss, you may have to depend on something powerful, more powerful hearing aid than you can ever come upon. And for a lot of Christians, that's church attendance. Man, when Christians get together and the power of God is in this room with us, man, that is a great hearing aid right there. And we need that. And if your church attendance suffers, your hearing suffers. Profound hearing loss is you're extremely hard of hearing. Anybody in here extremely hard of hearing? Let me say that again. Anybody in here extremely hard of hearing? When it comes to Christians, there's a lot of us who are extremely hard of hearing. We have stopped listening to God and we've turned to the world. That's not a good place to be as Christians. When our hearing, what God has to say, we shut that out and we depend on more what the media says, we depend more on what the world wants, we depend more on what dictates our life here instead of what God says, this is my will. And so we have these different types of hearing loss. And here is what Jesus said, "My sheep hear my voice." Where's your hearing loss at tonight? Why is it important to hear? Because if you are God's sheep, you hear His voice. The second question is, why is it important to know? Well, I will tell you, it's a really good simple answer here. Why is it important to know? Because the Bible tells us so. Psalm 46:10 says this, "Be still and know that I am God. I am exalted among the nations. I am exalted in the earth." Why is it important to know? Because God said to do that. And we can only love and trust so much if we know somebody. As humans, we have a terrible time of getting to know somebody, especially if they're complete strangers. Is God a complete stranger to you? Maybe He's just a stranger on certain days of the week. But it's hard for us to know Him if He's a stranger to us. The more we know about God, the more we can love and obey Him. In your Christian walk, how much have you grown? How much more have you come to love God since you accepted Him as your personal Savior? And I hope your answer is great. You didn't know love until you knew Jesus Christ. I didn't know love until I knew Jesus Christ and realized what that meant. Yeah, I knew Mom and Dad's love. I knew they're caring for me. But until I knew Jesus Christ's love and understood what He did for me, that's when I knew what love was. There are a number of benefits of knowing the one true God. A number of benefits. First, a person enters into an eternal relationship with God. Knowledge of God leads to spiritual growth for that believer. The second thing is, when one enters into a relationship with God, true worship is possible. Without knowing God, without being in His presence, do you know what true worship is? Brother Doug's preaching on worship right now. Do you know what true worship is? Being in God's presence and not worshiping Him. That's part of not knowing Him. The more we know Him, the more we want to worship Him. Knowing God causes the believer to realize that there is a judgment day coming. Y'all realize that, right? The more I know God, the more I know judgment day is coming. And folks, let me tell you, if this world and this time and space it is in is not getting you ready for that, and you don't understand that judgment day is coming, it is coming. And it's coming quicker than it ever has. I don't know how much longer we have here on this earth, but I know I'm ready for Jesus to come back. Does that make me sad that the world's coming to an end? In this time of life that we have, good grief, no. I'm excited that Jesus Christ is coming back. And if you can't smile about Jesus coming back, I'm sorry. But Jesus is coming back, and it should make you happy. And that's part of me knowing that the judgment day is coming. Because I'm excited for Him to come back. I'm not excited what I'm going to have to bone up and say, "Lord, I'm sorry I did this." But I am excited that He is coming back. And knowing that encourages a person to live in light of eternity. And here's one final thing that we should know as a Christian, that we are not alone. When we know God, we know that we are not alone. I find great comfort in Scriptures. And here's just a few of them. Ephesians chapter 6 tells me to put on the whole armor of God, not mine. And so when I go into battle, it's not me going into battle, it is God. Because I have put on His armor, not mine. 2 Chronicles chapter 20 and verse 15 says, "Thus says the Lord to you, do not be afraid nor dismayed because of this great multitude. For the battle is not yours, it's the Lord's." And I know that. And Exodus 14:14, man, I love this verse. Because I need to remember this verse. "The Lord will fight for you, and you only have to be silent." Think about that one just for a second. God stands in the gap for me. And as His child, as somebody who hears His voice and somebody that knows Him, God's going to take care of me. All I've got to do is get out of His way and let Him do that. You see, when a lost sinner who hears God's Word and he hears that Christ dies for them and that he should receive the gift of eternal life by trusting Jesus Christ as a Savior, man, what more important knowledge does that lost sinner need? That they are a sinner without hope and they need Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. Have you told somebody about Jesus lately? Today? Yesterday? You have it scheduled for tomorrow? That is something that everybody needs to know, is the love of Christ. You know, Jesus said this. He says, those sheep, I know them. And so it is important for us to know Him. The third question that we need to answer here is, why is it important to follow? We follow a whole lot of things. A lot of things of truth, a lot of things of false. Sometimes in this world, well, a lot of times in this world, we don't know what's true and what's false from the things that are out, apart from this book. This is about the only truth that I hold on to anymore. Because I can't find truth in a lot of other things that are being talked about in the world. You see, seeing spiritual truth as personal and subjective is wrong, because we need to see it as absolute and objective. The belief that personal happiness is the most important thing in life is false. Y'all all want to be happy, right? No, I want to be happy. But the belief that the most important thing in life is that is false. Some people believe if He's there and if He exists, it makes me happy. If Jesus can make me feel good, I'll give Him a try. Others say, if following God doesn't make me feel good or it seems too hard, I'm out. I don't have to do it. It's not something that's in my makeup that I want to have anything to do with. There's a false statement going around. If it makes you feel better, if it works for you, then it must be true. If it makes you feel better and it works for you, then it must be true. The most divisive thing that we have in the nation right now are masks. And that's just an honest statement. I don't care what you do with them or what you don't do with them. It is the most divisive thing in this world right now in this country. And it's part of one of those things. If it makes you feel better, it works for you, then it must be true. We apply that to so many things in our life. So many things in our life. If I feel good about this, then it's got to be true, right? No, that's not true. Man and his happiness, not God and His glory, are what matter most. Anybody agree with that statement? No, that's a false statement. And a lot of people have that wrong conception of who Jesus is, and we're not to follow Him for what we think He would do for us. That's a faulty notion. It's one that doesn't have any truth to it. And regarding the person of Jesus Christ, and a man-centered theology with a man-centered theology is wrong. If we want a faith that endures hardships and trials, we need to understand this. We should follow Jesus because He is Lord. Not because of what He can do for us. And that's a very true statement. Because He is Lord of authority, we must follow Him. To have a faith that perseveres, you need to understand this, that Jesus Christ is the sovereign Lord of authority. He gives authority. He has authority. He is sovereign over everything in this world. Everything. He will work to make things together. All things work together. For what? For His glory. Guess what He did for you? Willingly. He laid down His life for you. Psalms 103:19, it tells us this, the Lord has established His throne in heaven, and His kingdom rules over all. Because Jesus is Lord of creation, we must follow Him. John 1:3 says, all things came into being through Him, and apart from Him, nothing came into being. Nothing came into being that has come into being. We are not here as a result of a random chance of anything that happened. We're not. That's a truth people try to portray, but it's not a truth. Jesus Christ created us. Nothing else did. Jesus did. And so, He is the Lord of creation. He created you with a purpose in your life. Did you realize that? He created you with a purpose in your life. One of those purposes is to worship Him. Do you do a good job of that? He is the Lord of creation. When we realize this, we realize that we should follow Him. We realize that Jesus knows everything that's coming. Realizing that Jesus knows what's coming in front of us will enable us to persevere. When we may wonder why history is running amok, why this world is going crazy, our God is sovereign over history, bringing it along right on schedule. You know what? There's nothing that the devil can do. Not one thing that the devil can do to knock God's timetable off schedule. Aren't you excited about that? When God the Father says, go, Jesus is gone. And He's coming back to get us. He's coming back to get His followers, His sheep. We can submit to Him and trust Him even when circumstances are overwhelming. Remember that part a while ago I said, put on the whole armor of God? We can trust Him even when circumstances are overwhelming. We need to follow Him because He is the Lord of judgment. He's not only a God of love and grace, but He is a God of judgment. He is righteous God. He is righteous. And He is settled against sin. Not for sin, against sin. Jesus came the first time offering peace. When He comes back again, He'll be coming back for judgment. And the last reason why we should follow Him, because He is the Lord of salvation. Nobody else has salvation. Nobody else has the way. Nobody else has an opportunity for you to live throughout eternity in God's presence. He shed His perfect blood sacrifice for you. And Jesus said these words, "My sheep follow Me." And the last question that we have to answer tonight is this. Why is it important to have? Why is it important to have? No, Jesus said these words. He said in verse 29, "And I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish. Neither shall anyone snatch them out of My hand. My Father who has given them to Me is greater than all, and no one is able to snatch them out of My Father's hand. I and My Father are one." Are you excited tonight that you have security? Your security of your salvation that cannot be taken away from you. If you are a believer of Jesus Christ and you have accepted Him as your personal Savior and your name's written in the Lamb books of life, guess where it stays? There. Nobody can take that from you. That's why it's important to have your salvation. That's why it's important to have Jesus Christ as your Savior. That's why it's important to have His shed blood. It's because nobody can take that from you. And I praise God for that. By definition, we have eternal life. It's not conditional. It can't be conditional and still be eternal. It's a gift. Not something we earn. Not something we're worthy of. Man, don't you like to have things that are given to you? They hold a special... I have many things in my life that I have been given that hold special places in my heart. One of the things I can't wear anymore, so I got to wear one of these crazy rubber ones on my finger. My wife gave me something that's precious to me, and I got fat and it's too small. It's one of the most precious gifts that I have. But it's not as precious as what Jesus gave to me, because that will last for eternity. It's not in His love I'm banking on last for eternity, too. But Jesus Christ shed blood for me is something that I will cherish forever. Romans 11:6 says, if we were not saved by our own good works, but by His grace, then we cannot be lost by our bad works. But most important, Jesus gave us His promise that His sheep should not perish. That they should not perish. Guess what happens with God's promises? He keeps them. They're not broken. What happens to your promises? God's promises are kept. He cannot break them. And Jesus said these words, I give them eternal life. I give them eternal life. And no one is able to snatch them. That's a promise. So why is it important for us to hear? Why is it important for us to know? Why is it important for us to follow? So we can have what Jesus says we have. We've got to know Him. If you don't know Him tonight, I'm going to give you an opportunity here in just a few minutes to know Jesus Christ. Because that's your first step to be able to follow. That's your first step to be able to hear Him. It's knowing Him as Savior. But before I do that, I want to ask each and every one of you this question. Why do you follow Jesus? Why do you follow? Some of you may say, follow Jesus because I'm hoping He can heal my broken marriage and give me a happy life. Well, I assure you He can do that. That's not a reason to follow Him. Others may say, I follow Jesus because I struggle with many emotional problems. And I'm hoping that He can give me inner peace and joy. He can do that. But that's not a reason to follow Him. The main reason that we should follow Jesus is because He is Lord. He is the sovereign Lord of authority who works all things after the counsel of His will. He is the Lord of creation who spoke the universe into existence, who created you for His purpose. He is the Lord of prophecy who has revealed in His Word and advanced the course of history. He is the fearful Lord of judgment before whom every knee shall bow. And He is the gracious Lord of salvation who gave His life so that all who believe in Him shall not perish but have eternal life. Why do you follow Jesus tonight? That's a question that's very good right now. Why do you follow Jesus? Is it to get you out of trouble? Is it to make you happy? Or do you follow Jesus because of who He is and what He did for you? And I hope your answer is, I follow Jesus because I've accepted Him as my Lord and Savior. And because I've accepted Him as my Lord and Savior, it is my duty, my opportunity to do the things that He wants me to do to give Him honor and glory. And so tonight as we stand and Brother Dale comes and we have an invitation. If you don't know who Jesus Christ is, He is not your Lord and Savior tonight. Tonight will be a great night for you to do that. To accept Him for who He is and what He's done for you. And if the reason you're following Jesus isn't quite straight with what He says in God's Word, and you're just doing it to get some benefit out of it for you, stop. And stop following Jesus for the right reasons, the complete reasons, and the only reason we should, because of who He is. Our Father in heaven, we thank You for this day. We thank You for allowing us to come to You in prayer, and Father, we just thank You for calling us Your sheep. Follow, because sheep need somebody to guide them. They need somebody who has knowledge. Somebody who knows where to take us to those green pastures, to the waters that are still. Father, we need You to lead us. Father, help each and every one of us be thankful that we are sheep in Your flock. And Father, we look forward to Your blessings as we follow You. I love You. In Your name I pray. Amen.
Amen.